Tony, right.
Hello, so, hello.
you're the latest and newest member of the Tangent. You've been through quite a lot of drummers before, as everybody who knows the band knows, but really great to have you on board.
I was playing a lot of fusion, jazz, funk and all that for a long time, so it's kind of turned over a new thing here doing this, but as soon as I heard your material, I was just blown away by it, and I thought, this has got to be one for the drums, without a doubt, because the expressions and, you know, the emotions that you can put in to playing this kind of music, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah, it's more of a challenge.
Yeah. You're playing grooves and all that, it's nice, but you're telling stories here on the drums, which is good, really, with them being an untuned instrument, you know, that you can do that with, to express yourself like that through the kit.
You go for the double bass drum system now?
It kind of, for that, it's, if you're making mistakes up here, you can hide it by playing a lot of double down there. But no, yeah, it just gives you them extra flams and triplets and stuff like Gavin Harrison does a lot in Porcupine, you know, which gives it that, you know, that extra feel at times on the drastic side of things. When you play it, when you're going into a drastic part of your music, you know,
yeah,
you can bring it up a peg or two. So yeah, really experimental on that side of things, but yeah. It took me a bit of time to get the kit like I have, but yeah.
Right. You're a very energetic player. Is that something deliberate, or is it?
Well, it's, I'm trying to lose weight, and it's not working. Because if you look at me now, it's not happening. No, I've always found that when I play the drums, I've always filled the spaces up.
Right.
With things like that. So it got on to being like that because I had percussion when I was playing drums at one time, putting them in the spaces on the offbeats or, you know. And when I just got the normal setup like this, I felt, you know, all these ingredients to put in on top of it. And I started playing more and more. And that's how it kind of, I like to be busy, you know what I mean? Because I'm going with everything, sometimes too busy, as Andy tells me. But, you know, it's the feel, really, you know. Because you're going somewhere, that's the way I play. So
yeah, well,
it's more to do with the emotions of what I'm thinking and playing.
Well, we know you're a very imaginative drummer. I think the first review said you were something like a cross between Mike Portnoy and with the visual appeal of Keith Moon. I mean, how do you react to that?
I don't. I think that's I mean, like I say to before, when Tangent fans have been overwhelmed since I've joined, and they've come up to me and said these things to me. I mean, I have my feet firmly on the ground, you know what I mean? I know what my capabilities are and not, you know, and it's nice to be told these things, but, you know, you know yourself, what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. But, yeah, it's lovely, you know, like I'd just like to say before we finish that since I've joined the band, I've been absolutely overwhelmed by the fans and everything, you know, the welcoming of them. So I just thought I'd say that while we're on record, you know. So,
right. Yeah. Okay, Tony, you are
absolutely
a rock and roll legend.
Thank you.